This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mahoney, I see you have your Tommy Bahama shirts back. Mm-hmm. 2 days in a row, you weren't fibbing. You didn't go shopping again. You sure?
I did not, Dave.
Okay. This is a classic. To the dry cleaner.
I went to the dry cleaner. First time in my adult life.
It's nice to have him back.
It is.
Do you feel more authentically yourself?
I do. I feel much more comfortable back in that life of leisure. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I feel complete again.
Well, some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there?
How about some bad news?
23-year-old by the name of Manu Chica, I believe is how you say her first name.
Manu Chica.
Manu Chica Daniels. She is a stripper in Lauderdale, Florida. Never even heard of Lauderdale.
No.
Lauderdale, sure, but Manu Chica, stage three.
Are you sure it's not Man or Chica?
Well, she's a hardworking gal.
Okay.
Trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 3-year-old daughter,
yeah.
And rats couldn't find a babysitter.
Hate it when that happens.
And so what do? You bring the 3-year-old girl to work. Inside, though. She was being responsible and left her in the back seat of her car.
Yeah.
And you guys, she cracked a window.
Okay.
So she could breathe.
Left some toys in the back as well. Uh-huh. Everything's fine. Everyone knows a safe place for a 3-year-old alone is in the strip club of a CD parking lot in Lauderdale, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Well, her daughter did, in fact, go to sleep like she thought that she probably would, but woke up 3 hours later and got out of the car.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So about 2 a.m., somebody called 911 and said, hey, there's a toddler wandering around the strip club parking lot. Fortunately, the girl was okay. And police said, quote, she appeared to be well cared for and in good spirits. Manu Chica arrested for felony child neglect.
Yeah.
And child welfare employees took custody of her daughter, which is very sad for everyone.
Yeah, it's just don't go to work.
Yeah.
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 You have to pass on work on a Tuesday night in Florida.
Don't even do that with your dog.
What do you suppose if you're a stripper named Manu Chica Daniels in Lauderdale? Do we know what she looks like, Ian? Did you Google her by chance?
I did. The strip club she works at is Vegas Cabaret. She is one of the more popular dancers there.
Is she? Okay.
Yes. She has 2 nose rings.
Very nice.
Both nostril. Horribly dyed hair.
Uh-huh.
And fairly good looking. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give her maybe a 6.
A 6.5.
What color hair?
Very, 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 very dirty blonde.
Really?
Okay. Manu Chica. I'm trying to figure out what the... like Native American? What is Manu Chica?
No. The origin of Manu Chica, Dave, I'm looking here on Google, is it's douchebag.
Douchebag.
Yes.
Those who wander with douchebaggery.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of douchebag there.
Long lineage of douchebags.
Yep.
Some good news today as well. A federal court ruled to overturn a ban on women going topless in public, making it legal for women to go topless in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
I bet the state of Utah
loves that.
So
Utah, you can't have
a Coke, but you can go topless.
You can't have a Bud Light at the full 3.2%, but here's my areola.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You guys are so aggressive. If I can walk around shirtless and not get arrested, everyone should be able to walk around shirtless and not get arrested.
I think we can all agree on that.
I'm sure Warren Jeffs would have been so pumped.
All of his wives topless.
What do you think I should be arrested for being topless?
No, you should definitely be tased immediately.
Yeah. That's probably fair.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, did you get made fun of? What's your experience with bullying? Do you have any?
Message deleted.
Never really got bullied per se. There wasn't somebody who picked on me a whole lot.
Because you're a pretty big kid, right?
I was tall. I was big, but I was always a good foot taller than almost everybody in my class.
And that's considered big. Like when even if you're a tough guy, unless you're like the captain of the wrestling team, you don't want to mess with the tall guy.
Yeah,
he's got the high ground.
Got the length.
Got the reach.
There was one guy once we got into high school who was kind of like coming for my group of friends, and it was the
know, the dude who, of course, was like left back 3 years.
Yep.
You know, had a head made out of stone and just a awful human. Tried to add me on Facebook a couple years ago. I'm like, nah, I'm leaving you on purgatory.
Facebook purgatory is the best.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't decline.
No.
I just didn't even see you there.
But I do feel like accepting and then like showing him how awesome my life is.
You would say this is awesome, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey, you ever get bullied?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you like remember, the specific person who bullied you?
No.
Because I remember the guy.
It was always just boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The boy, just picking on.
That's because they liked you, though, right?
No, I was atrocious. No, I had braces and puberty. Puberty could not get to me fast enough. I was.
Oof. Ian, you get bullied a lot?
Yeah, and Gus, I still remember it.
Yeah, Devin, I remember you too, bro.
Ugh. Dude, what's Devin doing now? Do you know?
I know. I actually tried to look him up on Facebook because I wanted to delight in how terrible his life must be. Can't find him.
Oh. Well, I found Gus. He's
Hopefully he's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe you dead, Devin. Take that.
That's right.
What's Gus doing?
You did.
He's selling used cars now.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
He's
and
a
and
car
I think
salesman.
I think he's divorced also. Oh, so.
Nice. Yeah. Wait, you know that what? Happens. Don't you just kind of go, yeah.
I wish nothing but pain for him. Yes.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you have any friends that are complete drunks? I have a couple back in the day, but they never tend to stick around for more than 5 years or so. They always wind up going to jail or, you know, finding God or going to jail.
Message deleted.
Yeah, like all my friends.
Like myself.
Hello, me. No, I mean, really, I mean, you think about at least for me, like my buddies from college, whenever I go back to see them in South Carolina, mm-hmm. where a lot of them still are, maybe it's just because we're reuniting and you haven't seen each other in a long time, but everyone just gets
hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered. That's how it should be. Yeah. In my mind, anyways, that's a good time.
We just, as we get older, we learn how to function with it.
Functioning alcoholic is what they call it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
still show up on time for the meetings, still moderately prepared, which would be the same situation even if I didn't drink.
Yeah.
Only half prepared.
It's about coping with stuff. You know, you just learn how to manage things.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, you know, we know this isn't great, but I'm going to manage it. And I feel like that's the true sign of becoming an adult.
Yeah. You only get really blackout drunk on days where you don't have as much to do
the next day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Now, I'm not saying I support this or if it's a good thing, but if you had to talk one celebrity, you're just choosing who it would be, you know, male, female, dead or alive, it doesn't matter. Who would you stalk?
Message deleted.
Ryan Reynolds.
What, Ryan
trying
Reynolds.
To be his fifth, trying to be his fifth wife?
Yes.
What's going
yes,
on?
I am.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's the thing, is that Ryan Reynolds is so good looking when you say, oh, you're trying to be his fifth wife. Like, you're not even kidding. He's been married 3 times, so he's on his fourth wife.
Yeah.
And most people would be considered creepy
nope.
if they're going on their fourth or fifth wife. Not Ryan Reynolds.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I don't know. Are you guys comfortable with the idea of mixing private money and government funds in order to figure out outer space? Because I already feel like the likes of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson are already on the edge of being evil geniuses. Do we really need to give them a bunch of access to the government? I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot more things that we can use their money for here on Earth.
On Earth, yeah.
I see the... I have no problem with the two existing. I just don't like them commingling.
Right,
because if that makes sense.
Yeah, if they create a superpower, then we're all toast, right? So the Air Force's newly minted U.S. Space Command General said that he recently met with the billionaires who are in the space race, Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, as the service branch looks to expand its own capabilities. So, you know, the Air Force needs help from these guys. I see great advantage in doing that, and I'm excited by what they are doing because it's going to pay huge dividends for us as well.
So kind of like what Mahoney said, yeah, it's awesome if you give us the donations, but are you going to try and now have voice and opinion on where we're going and what we're using this money for? Like, are you going to try and
they are.
Presidential the whole thing? I don't know.
Well, I don't like the fact that if it becomes a for-profit thing, you can just start selling this technology to anybody you want for-profit because you want to, You want to see returns on the investment that you made. Whereas opposed to something like NASA, which NASA, if you look at NASA as an overall organization, every dollar that's ever gone into NASA, the innovation that has come out of NASA has changed the world as we know it. Like, I mean, stuff that we use on an everyday, all of us use GPS constantly. That's NASA. You know, the some of the other innovations that they come out, like the money that we get by putting into NASA, it always comes back. I don't like the idea of a corporation owning that kind of,
or a corporation,
either or. It just scares me because It doesn't feel like they're doing it for the good of the people, and it just becomes all for profit.
The Defense Department asking for $14.1 billion in the upcoming fiscal year to fund space operations. $14.1 billion allocated to fund several national security programs, from satellite to missile warning systems. Of the total, $1.6 billion will fund improvements to space-based missile warnings, a missing link in America's layered missile defense system. And after that story, was it yesterday or the day before, about how many people would die
in a nuclear war
in the first couple hours if the U.S. and, say, Russia decided to start going at it? And it's like 54 million would die right away. Is terrifying. So, you know, I'm not mad at the idea of, like, defense systems and early warning for missiles, but the idea of guys like in the private sector having access to that information because they developed the technology is
a little
terrifying.
You get Lex Luthor, literally.
Yeah.
We don't need life imitating art. We have gone down this road, and we don't have a Superman. We don't have any superheroes.
Not yet.
My guess is probably still not going to. Also, I would be remiss if I did not point out the other biggest, outside of GPS, the biggest contribution that we've gotten from NASA as a society, and that would be Tang. Shout out NASA.
Tang,
yeah.
That's right. Shout out.
Dude, where do you think that monkey is now?
Dead.
Oh.
So a Delta
flight.
Maybe
not. They lived to be like 50.
Yeah. Delta flight was traveling between Atlanta and Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday night, and all of a sudden, one of the flight attendants grabs the intercom and starts screaming, "Do not panic, do not panic, do not panic." But obviously everyone started panicking because the plane started plunging 30,000 feet.
That's really far.
Oxygen masks drop down. Yeah, I mean, normally planes will fly at about 30,000 feet. This pretty terrifying situation for everyone on board. They had a problem with the pressure in the cabin, and so just 30,000 feet, everyone started freaking out.
What would you do?
Would you start texting your loved ones or trying to call them? Or?
I don't even think that I would be able to process that. I think that I would just be in such shock that I would just be gripping
the
arms.
That's 6 miles.
A 6 mile drop.
That's 6 miles. You know, maybe one last one for the road.
They said, quote, "It was obviously a hectic moment." And you're like, I know that you're strapped in. Could you toss me a Chardonnay? Delta said, out of an abundance of caution, they diverted the flight to Tampa. I don't think it's an abundance of caution anymore when your plane plummets 30,000 feet.
If you lose your cabin pressure, you know, one of the things that can kill you, it's like you've heard of these things called ghost planes, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a couple instances over the last 100 years of aviation where you lose oxygen up there and everybody dies and the plane's just on autopilot and everybody's dead because there's no oxygen. So you basically just go to sleep.
Terrifying.
What?
You just go to sleep and, you know, the plane's just going.
And sometimes it'll land itself too because it's on autopilot and then
most of the time ocean, unfortunately.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ghost
plane.
Okay,
that's awful.
Yeah, no, but anyway, enjoy your flight.
but luckily nobody was seriously injured.
So have a double, folks.
Yeah.
Have a double.
So put your ass to sleep up there.
I don't want
to
die sober. I just want to.
No, me either.
I just want to leave that.
I think there's a pretty good chance that neither of you are going to die sober.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just playing the odds here and having seen both of you pretty drunk. None of us died
sober.
Gonna
be popping bottles.
Yeah.
Champagne. Here I go. It's a celebration, right?
Just fall down the stairs holding a bottle of wine. Kill yourself.
That's
that
how
way.
I'll die.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. Let's showcase some of our not-so-fine moments from this past week. It is an all-new blooper reel. I've just seen Ian do a lot of writing down throughout the course of the week.
I don't know what was going on with you guys, but yeah, a lot of writing. It was one of those blooper reels where I literally had to just grade the blooper. This is the best of the best of the bloopers.
He actually looked at me in my eyes the other day and goes, "Do better."
It's the blooper reel.
Don't you have to subscribe to Twitch? Don't you have to pay to watch trip Twitch? Don't you have to pay to watch trip Twitch?
You okay. can subscribe to somebody's channel and like be a booster.
A donor.
Yeah, donor of it. And they have like different subscription models for channels. And they have like different subscription models for channels.
It does not say where he got the frying pan.
Did he bring it from home? Did he find it on campus?
Were you in a home ec class?
Did he bring it from home? Did he find it on campus?
Were you in a home ec class?
I've never really worn a wig before. I watch a lot of influencer videos.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the groans in the back. They like basically like adhesed to your head. Listen to the groans in the back.
Anybody who's worked retail knows that there is this mythical person, this mythical beast that will show itself here and now and ruin your day. Anybody who's worked retail knows that there is this mythical person, this mythical beast.
A man in a Captain America costume gets caught trying to burglarize a property in Mississippi. And does not go well. Mississippi? Burglarize a property in Mississippi.
Did he bring it from home? Did he find it on campus?
Were you in a home ec class? Property in Mississippi,
They have like different
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What a delightful little team effort that was, guys.
Mississippi got me good.
We're really good at our jobs.
Talking is easy. I'm going to have some more coffee now.
It's the Redneck Report.
Well, isn't this just a sweet way to start today's Redneck Report?
How's that, Dave?
Police in Maine are investigating after the remains of an elderly woman were discovered in a shallow grave on a property, but the owner claims she buried her friend as part of her dying wish. Verniel Jackson, 83, wasn't worried when state officials showed up at her house on Tuesday to perform a welfare check on a woman who had reportedly been staying with her. According to the news release, Maine State Police recovered the remains of a female believed to be in her 80s as well, buried in her backyard. Officials say the woman likely died 12 to 18 months ago. Way to be on top of them welfare checks. Jackson said that she was honest with the police and admitted to burying her friend of 20 years on the property. She begged me that when she passed away, she didn't have enough insurance to bury her, which is just sad in its own right. And I didn't have it either, so I promised her I'll bury you in the yard so you'll be close. I put her in a tarp. I dragged her out there. She doesn't know she's going to be facing any charges just yet as a result of burying her close friend in her backyard in a shallow grave.
What are you doing?
Burying you.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
You're waking the neighbors. No. Shut up.
Yo, my husband's dad has a grave site in his backyard.
For what? Like family members?
No, like people who used to live on this land.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
By people he don't know?
Yeah, by people he doesn't know. It's like six different headstones.
No. Pass.
Hopefully he got the land cheap?
No.
No? I'm not buying a former cemetery.
Nope.
Nope.
It's actually kind of peaceful.
Yeah.
It's dead quiet.
There's a swing beside it.
Oh, great. Does it ever just swing on its own?
I don't go out there at night. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm not trying to get grabbed into the underworld.
Patrick Thompson, 23, told police that he was briefly skateboarding inside the Indian River Mall. And when he was confronted around 4 p.m. by a security guard, who said, "You're going to jail, punk."
Driving kind of recklessly back there, sir.
You're kidding.
Oh, I don't joke about shopper safety.
When the cops arrived at the mall, this young man said that was said to be swearing and calling the person names in front of a Chick-fil-A in the food court. Of course, the person was mall security.
I don't know what I'm more shocked by. Some guy who was, you know, like, what are you doing? You should know better at 23. But more importantly, what are you doing in a mall?
Well, he was skateboarding inside the mall and said he didn't know that skateboarding was not allowed.
No, I mean, like, what are you
doing
in a mall?
No, I get what you're saying. But the idea that he would not know that skateboarding inside of the mall was against the rules is a little ridiculous. He called the security guard a, quote, a miniature Paul Blart and, quote, a dumbass.
How dare you?
In front of a Chick-fil-A.
If you're 23, you've absolutely grown up in the Tony Hawk culture, right?
Like, no, you're actually maybe even too young for that.
Really?
Yeah, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, Tony Hawk was big.
Art when we were like 18.
I'm 28. I know. I played video games. It's illegal.
Because he's like the only skateboarder other than Shaun White that's ever done anything that's broken through.
To main pop culture.
Yeah, where they like create video games around him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just saying, like, is he old enough to know that it's illegal?
Yes.
Of course it is. Like, do you see anyone else in here on a skateboard?
But I'm,
do you see
but
Patrick?
Anybody, but I
do you
guess
see
I'm
anybody else
like,
in here in general?
In the skateboarding like world, it was like cool to go because it was illegal, right? Like, do they know that? Like,
is skateboarding still a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, I mean, do the kids still get as excited about skateboarding as they used to, or as the fin?
Shift to the longboard?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like every time that I used to go out on, say, a Friday or Saturday night, anywhere, there's kids skating, and now I just very rarely see that.
I hate that I'm getting older because I can't. I don't know. I don't know what's cool with the kids.
You're supposed to have your finger on the pulse, Audrey.
No, not that pulse.
So a man is accused of breaking into more than 36 Taco Bells.
Damn straight he did.
He was arrested in connection with the break-ins in Lexington, Kentucky. That's right. He is also a prime suspect for a break-in in Ripley, West Virginia. Ripley Police Chief says that Joshua Log, 29, is the number one suspect. He is linked to the break-ins at more than 36 Taco Bells across Ohio and West Virginia. In Lexington, he is charged in connection with an incident that happened on August 6th. He was arrested in Columbus, Ohio. He is actually a former Taco Bell employee, and so he is familiar with the fast food chain's operations. The call is coming from inside the house.
You should have said from inside the new toasted cheddar chalupa.
This doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well, but I hear you. In the incident, he got away with a bunch of cash. Similar story in Lexington. Break-ins took cash from the register at all five locations. So, yeah.
Also, a couple things here. The sheriff in Ripley should have started off every sentence with, believe it or not. And second of all, if you have robbed 36 Taco Bell and they have not dubbed you the Bell Bandit, where's the journalism on this? For shame. For shame. Everybody
this
involved
here.
This is
the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I think after a dozen Taco Bells, you get a nickname.
The Bell Bandit, yeah. I mean, yeah. You've earned it at that point.
36?
I feel like the Ripley's joke is strong.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever had the real joy of having a totally crazy ex? Somebody that you dated and at the time, and generally how it starts, right, is it's all hot and passionate and it just can't get any better.
Oh, you think this Lustful. Is the best? It's the best, you know, relations you've ever had. You know, you're just kind of blinded by the lust of it all.
Well, and then all of a sudden that super intense passion that was very beneficial at the beginning of a relationship becomes not so beneficial for you when things sour because that same sort of anger and rage is directed in a different direction.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there is the old adage, right? Is it true for guys as well? I mean, because the old adage with girls, right, is like generally if they're a little loopy, they're great in bed. Is it the same thing with guys?
Sure. We'll say yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
just use Tyler as an example.
Oh my gosh, are you still holding? That's the only crazy ex I've ever had. Like, and he was okay. Yeah.
He's fine. Yeah. All right. Kirsten said, I was a freshman in high school and this guy was a senior. We just ran track together. We never even dated. We only talked during track practice. He followed me home one day and gave me a gold and diamond heart necklace. Me being 14 and him 18 was just very confused. Seniors always got out 1 week prior to other students at the end of the year. I received 12 roses in geometry class every day that he was out that week as a senior. Again, I was 14. To this day, I'm still creeped out. it's not even really an ex. That's just like somebody that doesn't understand.
Boundaries.
Amanda said, my ex showed up at my parents' house 6 months after I broke up with him and asked my dad, who was outside at the time, why I broke up with him.
Because you do stuff like this, Joe. That's why.
6 months later, and then to go to the parents' house and confront the dad.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Could you imagine? I don't know. My mom would probably be nice, but my dad would be like, what are you doing?
Like, get out of here, you loser.
Get off my lawn.
Even my mom would probably be like, F off.
you dummy. Get on Tinder or something. Jesus. X107.5, good morning. What about your crazy ex?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. What happened?
I've had my ex-wife come to my house where I currently live with my new wife.
Uh-huh.
And throw a rock through the window, break a branch off the tree, and try to beat me, if you will, with that branch while I was on the phone with 911.
Wow.
Okay, wait. I got a question. So it's with your new wife, and your ex was coming over to your house with your new wife? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she just popped up out of nowhere?
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Yes.
Did what was your new wife doing at the time?
Recording it.
Recording it.
Nice.
And what that's your ride or die right there. I mean, maybe I like that.
What was the end result? Did she get in trouble with the law?
Yeah, the cops came. She had to buy the window. Pay for all that kind of
Do you
stuff.
Know,
fair
do you
thing.
Know why, what set her off to come over to the house, like, on this particular day and do all this crazy stuff?
It had to some free stuff that I had just sent her in the mail.
Oh.
Could you be more specific?
That got her a little hot.
Could you be more specific? What did you send her in the mail that got her so hot?
Was it, like, divorce papers?
It wasn't divorce papers. It was just revisiting a divorce decree. And she didn't like the new stuff that I was putting into.
You have to you have to double down on, like, after you're divorced?
Sounds exhausting.
Sometimes.
Really?
Dang. Yeah.
Sounds like you're at a video. You're like, I would like to revisit that glass of wine, please. I would like to revisit that divorce, please.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, yeah, we got some good ones that are coming in here. Tell us about your crazy ex. This one from Ayla said, my ex destroyed everything in my apartment while I was at a staff Christmas party. Super. He also posted on Craigslist that I was a prostitute and gave out my number. So, I had a real winner in my hands there.
I mean, there's nothing worse than having to change your number when you don't want to because you just become so attached.
Yeah.
Like, how long have you had your cell phone number? Probably, what, a decade?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. A decade. It's like I've had, like, basically two phone numbers.
I've had two phone numbers, yeah.
My home phone number from when I was a child.
Yes.
And then this one.
Yep. Stephanie said, not my ex, but my friend's ex was so mad when they broke up that he took her mattress when she wasn't home. So she came home to no bed.
Did he just leave the box spring?
Yes, man.
Can you just imagine just sleeping on a box spring?
Oh, man.
No.
Tell me you've never just slept on a box spring.
All right. I've slept on a box spring.
I have at some point, too. It's pretty sad.
I had an ex. When I broke up with him, he called and texted me nonstop, begging me to change my mind. Eventually, he sent me an email where he CC'd his therapist, who had a first appointment set up later that week, and ended that email with how he had CC'd this lady so she knew what was going on for their first meeting. Which at least, he was trying to find a way through it. At least you're getting help.
BCC, man.
No.
BCC. Like, there's a reason it's called blind. Whatever, carbon copy? Is that what that stands for?
I think it's just a blind CC. Does CC stand for carbon copy?
I think so.
Does it?
Maybe an email? Huh. I mean,
he's right. Blind carbon copy.
How do you BCC someone?
Yeah, just go to the BCC. Yeah, it's under CC.
Yeah, there's
and then you can't see who.
Have you never BCC'd someone before?
Oh, I BCC all the time.
Oh yeah, I love you.
This is one letter off of something right now that I'm just thinking that this is going to take a twisty turn.
I know it's true love when somebody BCCs me.
BBC.
What?
The British Broadcasting Company. I would love to work for them someday.
Dimitri said she got into my Facebook and deleted every girl on there and then posted my nudes on one of those revenge porn sites.
That is illegal.
Yeah.
That is illegal.
But it wasn't for a long time. But thank God they finally caught up with that. But why would you delete every... why would you go through that trouble?
Right?
I had a friend, though.
People are so nuts.
I've had a friend, though, who I've known his wife made him unfriend every girl that he was not related to.
Yeah, I've known girls who do that too.
Yeah, and then
that's crazy. Yeah, but yes. that's crazy.
If they're tracking like what pictures you're liking, and if you're
that's too much work.
It's way too much work, I think. But the whole idea that you know you're gonna make
you're
somebody
just looking for you're looking for problems when you get to that point in a relationship. What about looking for problems?
What about the joint Facebook or Instagram accounts?
Somebody was doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah,
that's what.
Somebody got
99% of the time, I think either that or one of them just does not care about social media.
Those are the only two reasons
a joint Facebook account exists. Probably. And I feel like it's like an 80-20.
80, you did something wrong. 20%, I don't care about social media. Justin said, she cut up my driver's license, birth certificate, and social security card. Oh. She also gave away all of my tools, hacked my social media. That was fun and so much more. We have two kids together. Five more years until they're grown, and I can officially say bye, Felicia, to her forever.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry. That is awful. Because it's not easy to get. How do you get your birth certificate back? Like, how easy is that?
It's actually not that hard.
But it's got to be a pain.
Social Security is much harder than birth
certificate. If you don't have Social Security, birth certificate, or your driver's license, what a pain.
Man, just steal somebody else's.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, somebody is disagreeing with you on the CC. They believe it stands for courtesy copy.
No, it's carbon copy. It's carbon copy.
Definitely carbon copy.
What a weird thing. Now when I CC someone, I'm going to think about like one of those carbon copy slips of paper that you get like when you get a ticket from a cop.
You say from a credit card machine from the 80s. Oh.
I must admit.
So tell us about your crazy ex. Maybe you dated somebody and things started off going really well, and then they stopped going really well. Tyler said, 2 years after we broke up,
That's a long time. At least
a year since I'd last seen her, she showed up at my parents' house to announce to them that she is 3 months pregnant with my child.
Well,
hadn't seen her in a year, yet she's 3 months pregnant with his child.
How much do you drink, man?
How much
do you drink?
Mike said she showed up to my work with one of her many flings and tried to steal my car. That was pretty cool.
Don't show up to somebody's work, man. That's the low blow.
See, that is the worst thing because not only are you showing up, you're throwing them off their game. They don't know where to go. You're coming into their territory. It's almost just like a, hey, I'm in control of the situation, manipulative type of thing.
You're going to get them fired. Like, how many people have you known over the years that their significant other directly had to do with them getting fired?
Kurt Warner.
No, really, it happens all of the time.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
It's like if you have a crazy significant other that's meddling in your work and your work has to make cuts or something like that, the first person is like, okay, well, let's get rid of the baggage that this dude brings along with him or this chick brings along with her.
Like,
it happens all the time.
You cannot bring that home drama to the workplace because
we already all have our own home drama and we keep it bottled up like responsible adults.
Do we have...
All the emotions are inside of me.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rayanne here on Facebook said, left my ex and moved to a new place. Creep still had a key to my car, went to my work, unlocked the car, and hid a phone in my car that had an iPhone turned on to track my location. The phone had been there for a few days before I noticed it. Tracking everywhere she went.
Wow.
That's got to be illegal, right?
Yeah.
It has to be. Well, probably. I know people.
They're not stalking.
They have like those spy shops where you can like put like not even a phone, but like a straight up like magnetic GPS on a car.
That's so creepy, man.
What is so wrong with people's egos that they just can't take the rejection? Like, obviously you weren't happy either or else... This would have worked out. Can we just let it go?
You just have arrested development. I think when we're young and we don't know, we've never dealt with the heartbreak or these emotions, things of that nature. I think it's much more intense. Like I would say every breakup I've had since I was 18 has gotten progressively easier, you know, when you don't care as much. Or whatever, you know, you just don't, you don't dwell on it. You're like, okay, just on to the next one. But
we talked about a 43-year-old man yesterday in the news who was dropping explosives via drone on his wife or his ex.
I want to know if those
on his ex's property,
if those were fireworks.
Those fireworks?
It was just...
Because explosives is a is
yeah,
a
like, what if that was like just her, those were all her black cats, and he was just giving them back to her? She loves her bottle rockets, man. I was just trying to hook her up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Really, the windbangers.
She got the Roman candles in the split, man. That's fair. I'm just being fair.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, the crazy exes. Elena said, it's not me, but a friend I used to party with. She was hooking up with some guy. We were at his house, and all of a sudden, some crazy lady showed up and smashed all of the windows out of my car.
Oh, no.
So he runs outside. I ran outside. We all ran outside. My friend and this lady just start brawling in the front yard. Apparently, this woman was his wife, and it wasn't his house. It was some family member's house. I didn't even like the friend that much. Definitely not enough to get my car window smashed out. The same girl also got me shot at by her ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I think it might be time to dump the friend.
Yeah, I think that's a little too much drama.
I just imagine, you know, the scene from Big Lebowski where Walter goes to the wrong house and starts destroying the Corvette. This is what it's like when you, another stranger. Yeah.
Elizabeth said, drove by and spit on me while I was outside of my job. He was in his company van.
Oh.
Good move.
To be able to, like, spit out the window while you're driving because the wind catches the spit.
Oh, so now you're impressed. Now you're
well, not impressed, but it's yeah. that is a feat. That is you gotta really dislike someone to do that.
Renee said, my friend set all of her ex's stuff on fire, everything from his clothes to his PlayStation, but she had gotten a settlement from a car accident and he stole the money and put it into his new girlfriend's account, so he deserved it.
Oh, yeah, he did. I don't know. Would you ever set somebody's stuff on fire?
No, that's too much work. No. And mostly, every time I see some idiot with a gas can trying to set stuff on fire,
they always catch themselves
on
fire.
Yes, because they're shocked that the fumes ignite or just even how flammable even the tiniest amount of gas ends up being. I'm not a big proponent of, like, even if your significant other does do something crazy and it warrants you kicking them out, just hire movers. Don't throw everything and leave it out on the street because then all your neighbors know that you're crazy as hell as well. That makes you almost equally crazy.
That's the other thing.
It's
like if you take it to social media to blast your significant other, especially if it's like a long-term relationship.
You got kids.
You got kids. See? Oh, my God. You can't even imagine that. But then you're airing it out on social media. I'm like, I get why he was cheating on you. I get why he was leaving you. You're nutty, man.
I would, too.
You're nutty. And the final one here, you guys want to talk about a crazy ex. My ex attempted to restrict my breathing by intentionally putting cinnamon into my food one day. She knows I'm allergic to cinnamon.
So, I caught a murder charge.
Just trying to kill you. And he said, oh, you best believe I pressed charges on her.
Cinnamon's his mistress.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
And that suck if he fell in love with a stripper named Cinnamon.
Yeah.
I want to love you, but I can't. I can't. It's everything that my body says is right.
Let's do the cinnamon challenge.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you all? How y'all doing out there? It's just so weird how you guys, like, make a living just doing that thing with your voices. I wish I could do, but I don't really know how to pursue it. And I don't know.
Message deleted.
Well, you're off to a good start. The cadence and the excitement level in your voice really shows that you're committed to the craft of making a living with just your voice.
Isn't it weird, though? We were talking about the weirdest thing about our bodies the other day, and the tongue was kind of generally considered by all of us to be the weirdest thing about us. But if you think about it, the tongue, we are creating sounds and we're able to communicate through our voices. Like how crazy is that, though?
You don't think about the value of your tongue, right? Because you do all sorts of weird stuff with your tongue.
Is everybody thinking about it right now?
Of course
talking?
We are. But
like, do you even feel your tongue in your mouth?
Like, it's reminding me of that Kingpin.
But if you didn't have your tongue, we don't value the importance of our tongue, especially for our job, right?
Yeah.
We literally would just be...
It would. We would just be making sounds.
Sometimes
it would just
my
be visceral sounds. It would sound awful.
Sometimes the tongue gets in the way, though, right? Whenever you have like a lazy tongue in the mornings. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The blooper reel. The blooper reel is probably right,
no. That's just because we're stupid.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Japanese peanuts. Let's put a little pronunciation on the T. That's exactly how my conversation went when I went into a Japanese shop. So I went ahead and got the Godzilla nuts, which taste like seaweed and are hot as hell. Yummy.
Message deleted.
What?
There's Japanese peanuts? I'm looking at them. They look weird. Okay, whatever.
Mm. They just look like little eggs.
All right.
We just learned that snails are born out of eggs.
Yes.
They hatch instead of
Yeah.
I don't know how else they'd be born, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know what else I was expecting. I'd never even thought about where snails come from. I mean, I know that most things with shells, right? Like you think about
all things with shells.
They hatch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They do? Can all things with shells?
Turtles hatch.
Yeah. They're all even reptiles or amphibians.
Crabs?
Yeah.
Crabs?
Crabs, yeah. Crabs hatch?
Like crab hatch.
Did Godzilla hatch out of an egg?
Did Godzilla hatch?
I don't know.
Yoshi? He hatched.
Oh, Yoshi.
Oh, yeah.
Yoshi.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a dinosaur with a big ass tongue.
But then why do chickens hatch? They don't have shells.
Well, not everything that hatches has a shell.
Their beaks are kind of hard.
I mean, I guess all birds hatch. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Birds are
dinosaurs.
Gross.
Again.
Eggs are gross?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like eating eggs?
No, just the thought of something popping out of an egg, just like it's slowly cracking.
Any weirder than popping out of a.
Out of an ovarian sack? Yeah, it's
right?
Quite disgusting as well.
Bring back the hot seat. I got some damn questions, and they need some damn answers.
Message deleted.
I think the hot seat does need to make a comeback here.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
does
yeah.
it? I feel like everybody, we're open enough. Nobody needs to know anything more about us.
Next Friday, Mahoney's on the hot seat.
Oh, cool.
And then 2 weeks after that, for the first time ever, Audrey is on the hot seat.
We already know it's just going to be all perverted questions. It's the people out there, they can't handle themselves.
Oh, I was thinking
just
that
do
it's
the
just
tongue
like
noise again.
I thought it was just like I'm going to have to go sit on a nice leather seat after a hot day.
No. People are going to be perverts. Mahoney's right, yeah.
KXTE-FM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo! This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I actually feel that most people are respectful, Mahoney, so you degrading the people that are listening to the show is that they're just a bunch of horny perverts.
Everybody listening's a horny pervert. Who's over the age of 18.
Yeah, no, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. We all are.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So these are just weird celebrities kind of crashing together that you would never expect, but David Spade got his second tattoo ever, and it's a picture of Chris Farley, which makes sense because David Spade probably wouldn't have the career that he had without Chris Farley, but they were also friends.
They're like best friends.
They're really good friends, yeah. But the person that gave him his second tattoo was Sean Penn.
Really?
What? Yeah. Sean Penn is a tattoo artist?
Penn seemed confident with the tattoo gun, but remarked, now my eyes have deteriorated quite a bit, so we're not sure we can match the level of the last one, because I guess Sean Penn also, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ian, Sean Penn also gave David Spade his first tattoo?
Yes, I believe in the early 90s during an SNL sketch.
Is this a bit? It was a follow-up of a bit.
It was a bit, but that was back in November of 1995. I thought it was just a bit for Saturday Night Live, not actually him getting a tattoo, but no. I guess he got the actual tattoo. So,
yeah, from Sean Penn, of all people.
It's odd.
Got a list here of the highest paid hip-hop acts of the year, and Pitbull clocks in at number 20. Is Pitbull even considered hip-hop?
I mean, no.
He made $18 million last year.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Good for Pitbull.
The dude who wears gloves.
Who's a Pitbull fan?
Yeah, right?
This is why the world is crazy, because who's readily going to admit that they're a Pitbull fan, yet this dude's making $18 million a year performing? That's wild.
Because he will do anything for anyone. Like, Bud Light will come to him, and they're like, do you want to be in Bud Light commercial? He's like, yeah.
They did the thing, like, Pitbull would perform anywhere in the world, and then it was like a Walmart on a remote island in Alaska.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll go. And I'm like,
Okay. Good for you, Pitbull.
Your music sucks, but I like you as a guy.
Cardi B came in at number 13, $28 million last year.
It seems low.
Dang, yeah. Okay.
Does it?
20. Yeah. Cardi B's, I mean, one of the biggest. I mean, she's crossed over as far as.
She's one of the biggest stars right now.
Yeah, she's a huge pop culture phenomenon right now.
Just outside of the top five, Eminem still up there, $50 million last year.
Dropped a new album. One of the crazy things, though. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are going out on tour, and they wanted to bring Eminem with them, and he turned them down.
Oh, really?
So he's not going out and on tour, but he dropped Kamikaze last year, which is one of the, you know, it was, you know.
And a lot of artists are bringing in money for him.
Well, yeah, that too. But also when you drop an album that had, you know, again, the argument with
self-titled
Machine
album?
Gun Kelly, you know, really kind
the
of.
Feud, yeah. Yeah. Travis Scott came in at number five, $58 million. Diddy, number four, $70 million.
Because of his alcohol.
Yeah. Drake, number three, $75 million. Jay-Z, number two, $81 million. And then any guesses, or number two for Jay-Z, and then any guesses for number one?
I would have thought Jay-Z would be number one.
Yeah.
Kanye West, by a long shot, $150 million.
Because of his shoes and his fashion line and Kim. And see, that's not fair. That's not because of your music.
No, but look,
I want to know who is.
Beyonce is just as successful as Kim Kardashian.
Doesn't Beyonce make more money than Jay-Z?
Maybe.
I think she does.
She's certainly more. She's able to bring in those advertising dollars. You know, like the deals with Pepsi.
She
made the $50 million off of that. So, but Kanye West being the biggest earner in the hip hop world, interesting.
Music producer Mark Ronson, who you might not even know who Mark Ronson is, but you definitely know some of his music. So, and Mark Ronson was the guy that did Uptown Funk, and that features Bruno Mars. Everyone thinks of that as a Bruno Mars song. That's actually a Mark Ronson song.
That album is phenomenal, though. He did something with Tame Impala, too, that was like amazing. And my favorite track from there, he teamed up with Mystical.
Did he really?
That whole album. I'm traditionally not a big pop guy, but if you're looking for a pure pop album, That was one of the best.
He's like a master producer.
Yeah. So what about him?
Well, he's back in the news this week because he was on Good Morning Britain over in the UK, and they were discussing his new album, Late Night Feelings. And while he's backstage, there was also a discussion about his sexuality. And everyone's like, okay, like, who cares really what your sexuality is? But what got people scratching their heads is he said he is a sapiosexual.
What is that?
He said, I date men and women and identify as bisexual, and the thing that makes me a sapiosexual is that I am attracted to a person and their intellect more than anything. So I don't care if they're male or they're female, I'm just attracted to their intellect, which got me thinking that I'm actually the exact opposite of that. So whatever the opposite of a sapiosexual is, that's what I identify as today. Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's got to be pretty and fun, man. Let's hang out.
Sapiosexual.
You like to slam vodka? Cool. We don't have to have a deep conversation about anything, ever.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
So The Internet is Awesome is where we showcase some of our favorite audio clips from this past week, and we would be remiss if we did not play you the audio of Courtney Love singing some Pearl Jam. This actually was one of the songs that was featured in Cover Your Ears, and normally we feature, you know, just amateur musicians who are really terrible doing cover songs, and in this case,
she's not an amateur musician doing a cover song.
Exactly. It's Courtney Love, and this is actually at a radio station. She's doing a cover of Jeremy, and it is, boy, it's something.
A lemon yellow sun, arms spread to be. Then lay in pools of arugula. Daddy, you pay attention.
Is that slowed down?
That is slow. She sounds like Scott Stapp.
Kind of Scott Stapp, kind of like a bootleg James Hetfield. You
know? Oh, Courtney.
I love it.
She was so hammered during that performance.
Yeah. This one comes to us from an amateur YouTube reviewer of pizza. And maybe this is, you know, inspired by Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. Mm-hmm. You know, he does the One Bite Pizza reviews, which have become very popular. This guy, though, he was reviewing the new Cheez-It pizza, which Yeah, sounds like a good idea, right? Like Pizza Hut making pizza, combining it with Cheez-Its. But
it's not Cheez-Its. It's not pizza. We're not sure what exactly it is, but this gentleman certainly has some feelings about it and his voice.
Which are valid, I think.
He goes by Mr. Big Worm.
Mr. Big Worm reviewing Cheez-It pizza.
It's very cheesy. It's very tasty. It does taste like a Cheez-It cracker. Would I classify this as a pizza? No. I would actually dubbed it like some kind of Cheez-It stuff sandwich bite or something. I wouldn't have dubbed it a stuffed pizza. It's not pizza-esque in my opinion.
It tastes like pizza, and it is pizza, but it's not pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it.
It also tastes like a Cheez-It.
Dave Portnoy did not like it.
He did not.
One bit. It was like a 3.
Out of 5?
10.
Oh. Oops.
Yeah.
This next one takes us to a fast food freakout. We actually played a game called Fast Food Freakouts where we play you audio of freakouts that have happened in fast food restaurants. You try to figure out which restaurant it occurred in. Was this the Burger King one or the McDonald's one?
Actually, this is the Wendy's.
The Wendy's one. That's what it was.
This was Wendy's.
And the reason why this one makes the cut is because this lady invokes the name of Jesus Christ to get this angry lady out of her restaurant.
Well, she remains very calm for the most part and then kind of lets it all fly at the end.
So sometimes, like when somebody's acting so crazy, you can only fight crazy with crazy because that's the only thing they understand. And that's when she first goes Jesus and then goes crazy.
Needs an exorcist.
Ma'am, this is Sunday. I need you to calm down over burger.
Give me my
ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Calm the down,
have a blessed day and never come back to my
store. Bitch, I don't have to.
Have a good day.
Bitch, I'll
God bless you. God bless you.
I'll
Jesus, get
out
my store.
Bitch, have a good day, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
See, those are actually outtakes from the movie Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
This one is from Los Angeles, KTLA. There was a car accident that unfortunately claimed somebody's life. And the reporter, you could tell, was doing a live shot. And had a little flub.
I think this is a crutch.
A crutch, yeah.
You do something for so long, you start talking and you don't realize what you're saying, even though you're saying it.
You're just
bridging.
You're filling time. You're just saying anything that you can to get to your next thought.
So your brain can catch up with your mouth.
And she said this.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
I was trying to get to the post.
I wish she would have said we contacted the person and they responded with.
Because if you're trying to fill time, you could just sit there and just stare at the camera for 25 minutes. And finally, Antonio Brown has been in the news a lot, but the strangest story that we've heard about Antonio Brown is a doctor suing him for farting in his face. And I guess Antonio Brown, I think it was like one of his team that were there recording this doctor's visit, but this doctor was like, hey man, like you're farting in my face, could you stop that?
Damn, my bad, though. It's pretty freaking low. Tons of bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. Damn. My bad. Damn. I had a lot of fiber, bro.
He apologized.
He did apologize, but that's... Of course, that led us down the rabbit hole of farting, and we found out that there's actually a game show that's debuting in India that has to do with passing gas, and as it turns out, there's actually a Japanese game show which has been on the air for a while that's a big hit over in Japan that is all centered around people farting.
Stop it!
That one sounds like he pushed pretty hard to get that one out.
Good execution.
That was all the same person, wasn't it?
No. So the game show,
going around, like,
it's a live studio audience, and they just run up if they have to let one go, and then they just put the mic right there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what that mic smells like?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's so interesting because you hear about, like, in Japan, how people aren't even interested in, like, hooking up anymore. Yeah. And, like, it's just a call. But their TV programming is so good.
We're a decade behind, man.
For sure we are. So this one kind of surprised me because, you know, California has long had the stance they're not going to pay for no damn train that sends people to Las Vegas. They'll take all our money. Now they have pulled an about-face. California is going to assist in financing the California to Vegas train. Again, we've talked about this many times on the show. The idea is a good idea if it actually went to Los Angeles, or let's say it went straight to Disneyland, or even San Diego, or anywhere except for Victorville, but it goes to Victorville. But they're saying that they're gonna try to make this happen. A committee chaired by the treasurer said they're likely to approve $300 million in tax-exempt private equity bonds for Virgin Trains USA this year, following the same amount again next year. So they're going to kick $600 million into this. The company will issue about $2.4 billion in debt, roughly half of what it needs to build the first private high-speed train in the Western United States. Virgin Trains USA, previously known as Brightline, already operates a high-speed train in Florida. Its California-Nevada project is expected to span 185 miles and move passengers in about 90 minutes between Las Vegas and Victorville. Who this is really a big win for, though, and I'm glad California is actually starting to go, hey, we should pay for this, it's people that live in California. Yeah. Because, you know, living in Las Vegas, when you go to California on, let's call it Labor Day weekend or whatever, everyone's coming to Las Vegas from California. Yep. And so you're going against traffic. And then when you're coming home to Las Vegas, as the weekend wraps up, there's 8 hours of traffic going back to L.A. So who this really benefits is the people of California, not so much the people of Las Vegas.
It benefits us because we're going to be able to bring in more people, hopefully, and it's going to
more money, more revenue, all of those things. Yes,
sort of thing. So, but yeah, it's
as far as the convenience of transportation, California benefits. But when it comes to the money, it's the city of Las Vegas, which is great because, you know,
more money, more people, and we've seen
less problems. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. We've seen a downtick in people driving from Southern California to Las Vegas, though, over the last 2 years.
Well, that's because these stupid parking fees and all the convenience fees and resort fees and the service fees, and like it's just fees on fees on fees, and like the casinos have to wise up to that stuff.
A couple of them are, you know,
Wynn just got rid of their valet charges. The self parking was already free, so.
Never traveled by train.
Don't.
Like, I've traveled
subway,
by train.
But, like, that doesn't count, right?
No.
Subway is not the same. No. I've
traveled
gone
by train in Europe a little bit, but that's it.
I've been between St. Louis and Chicago. That's it for me, and it still takes like 5 hours. It takes forever.
Yeah, in Chicago, actually, I travel by train out to like my grandparents in Wheaton. So yeah, like it's more convenient.
That's more like
but is it the same? Like, do they get more luxurious by how long you're going to be traveling,
or is
it just
train
like
system
a
is
seat
garbage?
Yeah.
Compared to Europe.
But I mean, as you'd expect, I mean, America is
and
huge.
Japan. Yeah, it's well, we
it's
have
too big.
Yeah, but still, you don't want to travel by train.
Yeah. I bet Ian would love to travel by
train.
You
know, train. It's so funny. Like, I'm sitting here. My girlfriend and I are actually thinking about doing that one that goes up PCH. I forget the name, but Amtrak. I hear those trains are awesome and comfortable, and you can drink a lot.
Except for when they derail. Yeah, they're supposed to be great.
God, how often do we hear about train derailments?
Fairly regularly.
Every day.
But they're transporting like nuclear waste, not people. Yeah.
And usually here to Las Vegas, exactly. So thanks.
So cool. So music has kicked off around the Area 51 events, and you actually pulled up a bunch of videos last night at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
It looked like decent.
So there were some videos that were posted, you're like, nah,
like
looks
two
pretty,
people.
Looks pretty sparse. But then there was other ones that were out there, and I'm like, okay, like you see
the
wider shot.
As the night goes on.
And I don't know if it had anything to do with really the Area 51 party. It just, they had a, you know, like an EDM DJ out there, and so it just ended up being a big party.
It's alien themed. It's the runoff from Life is Beautiful that's going to be going
bunch
on.
Of people in
which
town.
Good, smart, if you're the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Good marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
good
that.
Timing.
I actually, there's a, on Reddit today, one of the top posts is a picture from the actual near Area 51.
Like Rachel in that whole area.
Yeah, near that area. So. And look at these nerds. Look at these dumb nerds. If you're listening, because I know you can hear us from there, you're a bunch of dumb nerds.
It says save ET from the government.
You give nerds a bad name.
Nerds!
Nerds!
Nerds! So a cat has survived a 15-mile ride inside of a car's bumper here in Las Vegas.
Inside of a bumper?
Yeah.
He was
hanging out in the bumper and managed to accidentally go on a ride. The driver of the car had no idea the cat was in there. 15 and a half miles later, bleep. Out pops the cat. And Ian, you said that, was it your mom's cat did this?
Yeah, that's why they named him Chrysler. So he actually was found in like the wheel well of a Chrysler.
Your family is so magically weird. I love it so much.
He's still alive, too. The thing's like 18 years old. My God. We're about to put him in another car. Just
Oh,
shoo them away.
I see. You know. I see.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I thought you loved cats.
I do love cats. I just don't like that cat. He's dirty, man. He's got a crush on my cat. It's just weird. I don't like it.
You're protective.
I am.
You're dad cat protective.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's probably got cat AIDS.
He probably does.
That's
feline
thing,
AIDS.
Man.
It's a thing.
It's
scary.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
They have to get vaccinated. Like, oh, is it every year?
Yeah. Yeah.
For feline AIDS.
Because cats are just total horrors.
Yeah.
No,
like my brother has a cat. He lives in Venice Beach, and if you can imagine a Venice Beach cat, I mean, there's a lot of skanky ass cats down there. And his cat every night just disappears, and then it'll come stumbling back in at like 6 a.m.
Are we talking about your cat or your brother?
Both? They go out together.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Who's wingman?
And how about
who's
this, Mahoney? Coca-Cola officially getting the nod to be the official soft drink at Raiders Stadium.
Great. Yeah. There we go.
As long as it's not Pepsi, right?
Get out of here.
Exactly.
Sometimes you need a little bit of extra motivation, just a little push to get you over the edge,
for
right?
Sure.
And in wise words from the web, these are generally people giving advice to you that have absolutely no qualifications to do so whatsoever.
Dave, how dare you impugn their, you know, qualifications? You don't know. They have their own Instagram channel.
It's like somebody calling themselves a model, even though they pay someone to take photos of them and they post them on Instagram. That doesn't make you a model. That just makes you a person that has somebody taking pictures of them.
How dare you?
You're a model if you get paid for somebody to take pictures of you.
Yeah.
Not if you pay for somebody to take pictures and then you post them on your Instagram. These people fancy themselves to be motivational speakers. And in the past, we've heard from some bodybuilders. We've heard just from some random people that are driving around in their cars. And this week, we have a bit of a theme as well, Ian. It's people that fancy themselves to be sales experts.
Yes. The business motivators, if I may. The ones who get you psyched up for that sales call.
And many of these people are sitting in their cars either right before or right after attending a conference of their own, right?
Yes, that is very true. And these are just horrible guys.
They just want to share this motivation, get you fired up.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Hey, everybody. My name is Carlos Matos, and I am coming from New York City, New York. I am really so thrilled to be right now sharing this amazing, glorious, super and exciting moment of my life with all of you guys. We are coming, and we are coming in waves.
What?
We are starting, and we are going to actually go all over the world. We are belting the entire world.
Hi, my name is Bill Bradley, an extreme endurance athlete and motivational speaker. The topic of today's video is accept worst case scenario. I asked two of my buddies, and they're both top 10 finishers here. I said, how do you mentally prepare when we don't know if it's going to snow or not snow or how much it's going to snow? And they said, what they do is they accept worst case scenario. Just in your mind, accept worst case scenario. And you too could be a top 10 finisher.
Hello, Facebook friends. It is a gorgeous day in Austin, Texas, and I am sitting here getting amped up, getting ready, pulling myself up just like you're doing, getting ready to make things happen today. If you are in a sales business, which we are all in a sales business, you got to get amped up, excited about what you're doing, get your mind in it, get your head in it. We got to be leaders today. We got to fight to make things happen. We got to fight to be who we know we can be, to be leaders, to be strong, to make things happen. We have to fight. That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web.
I really hope the RIAA reaches out toward that guy.
Sues him for stealing AC/DC's intellectual property.
God,
catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, you just ruined a classic. Like, that song was so motivational for so many people. until you put yourself on top of it.
It's dead.
You ruined it.
It's forever unclean. You killed AC/DC.
It doesn't even say fight. It's oi. They say oi, not fight.
Here's what's making news.
So a web developer has asked men to send her pictures of their junk.
Why?
Why would you do that? Well, a web developer by the name of Kelsey Bressler, 28, is a co-creator of an AI filter she claims is capable of preventing over 95% of explicit images from reaching her inbox. To test the filter, she solicited pictures of junk in mass, receiving hundreds to the trial account for, quote, science. And so the idea is that, I mean, as a woman, I don't imagine that you like the unsolicited dong pic.
No, not at all.
This would get rid of those images if they are sent.
I'm surprised that this hasn't existed earlier. That
there is ways to trick the system, though. There was one guy who sent his junk covered in purple glitter, and that confused the AI, which is trained to spot flesh-toned appendages by processing a lot of porn. So that one got through. So if you're trying to hack the AI, remove the dong filter, just...
Just put a filter on it.
Just dip it in purple glitter.
What is it, Grimace? I mean, I like what she's doing. I think that they, you know, something like this, there should be an option on your phone and certainly all your social media. Because who wants unsolicited photos of dongs in their email?
According to a study that was concluded in 2017, 53% of women ages 18 to 29 report that they have been sent an unsolicited lewd image.
How many
Just 53%.
I feel like that feels low.
Do you recall how many unsolicited pictures of junk you've received over the course of your life?
I actually have been very fortunate. I haven't really received that many at all, but my girlfriends, like, that are single, probably on the daily.
Really?
Are they on Tinder? Where are they getting these?
Sometimes just Snapchat, like helicopter style. Like, it is just insane.
I mean, so that's kind of for...
Get to the chopper!
that's kind of for comedy, though, right?
No, not really. Like, I mean, he was serious.
Have any of your girlfriends in the conversations that you've had ever been so like, oh... That they
never works. What is the point? Like, are you expecting like one back in return? Like, no girl, I think, has ever been like, thanks for sliding into my DMs with this awesome picture. I'm just so interested now.
I mean, if a girl sent back a helicopter, I'd be intrigued.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think that we're going to do that? Is that the next step, or are you just trying to get the shock factor out of us? Like, I don't get it.
I feel like
it's fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, but it's not really fishing with dynamite.
No, it's a deterrent.
I feel, yeah.
For normal people, but there's also a lot of really dumb people out there that probably would respond to that.
I don't think I feel like...
If you just have no shame and you're just like, let's float it out there, and then if they do respond, you know what's happening next.
But I feel
next.
They would. If those are the type of people who respond to that, they would respond to anything.
Like,
yeah, probably.
Like, I've had one of my girlfriends say that somebody sent one and was just like, oops, wrong person. But hey, what's up? Like, who else were you going to send this to? But since we're here,
it intrigued her though, right? And she's
it did not.
She immediately screenshotted it and sent it to all of us. It was like, ew.
Don't send me like nudes that are mass produced nudes. I want custom.
You know,
like I'm not going to send out a mass produced dong photo. It's going to be individual. It's going to be handcrafted.
Covered in purple glitter.
Yes. Every time you send one, just know that has now been sent to the group message of all of her girlfriends. And we are now probably putting like googly eyes on it and putting smiley faces. Like,
well, send it
it's
back.
Never a good thing.
Yeah. No, if you really want to get a girl to respond to you, you just send a pile of money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I got a hard fast rule that like if you haven't slept with that person, you can't send them a nude.
You got a hard fast rule, huh?
Yeah. Or a slow soft one.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. It might make it a bad one with this question because it's going to be a little bit of an awkward one. What's each of your numbers? You know what I mean by that. How many people?
Message deleted.
My number is 867-5309. Call me.
Yeah, no, I mean, so we've talked about this before on the show, and
I don't keep track. Who knows? I don't.
But,
yeah, I'm not telling you my number.
Do you know your number?
I am a lady.
Do you know your number?
Who will not divulge?
Do you know your number,
this
though?
This information.
So you do know?
I lost count. Just kidding.
No, really. I mean, like, most people, as you get older, right? Like, when you're in high school or in college, like, you probably have a pretty good idea.
You care.
Right. And then eventually you're like, yeah, whatever.
And then you're like, then your memory starts to fade.
Yeah.
And then you just can't remember.
Yeah.
You know, and not that you would want to remember.
You certainly don't remember some intentionally, right?
I suppose.
You're like, nah, it didn't happen. Pretty sure I didn't.
Can't prove it.
Nope.
It's the booze.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's not a conversation that I think most people like to have. But Ian, what is your number?
Oh, really? You want to know? I lost count probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
You were counting up to 5 or 6 years ago?
Well, yeah. Man,
I've been dating his girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I stopped after that, but I kept in close relationship with everybody. You know what I mean? Sent them all Christmas cards.
That's nice of you. Yeah.
Hundreds.
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 Hundreds and thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
No, I think it's like 20.
That's why he had to leave the state of Wisconsin.
It was like 20.
He had slept with everyone.
Everybody. Scott Walker. I mean,
gotta move on.
It's cold in Wisconsin. You gotta, you know, body heat is
it's important.
Best thing.
No, I was huge out there. That's why. It was cold. Man. Okay. All good. What?
You don't got enough body fat to keep somebody warm.
It's like cuddling with a twig.
Yeah. It's like the skeleton's keeping me warm.
Me and this praying mantis are really cozying up.
Dude, English is crazy. Words sound crazy, like different sounds, but like the same spelling. You know, like phrases. Like tear down and tear up, mind blown, man.
That the Zodiac killer? What is that guy?
Right, like not even what you were saying, because that would also quantify as being really, really high. Mm-hmm. But the actual just tone of your voice,
you
sounded super creepy and high.
Yeah, that's I imagine
tear
that.
Tear down and tear up. Whoa, man. Whoa.
Yeah, that guy sounds like he should be on the other end of like the call is coming from inside the house type deal going on.
Do you like scary movies?
You know, like phrases.
What's the matter? You don't trust me?
Whose voice was that?
Tear down and tear up.
What's that?
Whose voice was that?
Skeet Ulrich, right? He was the guy that played the killer.
But did he actually make that call, though?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know why they would hire somebody else to do that.
Well, Mufasa. Was definitely not a lion. Hired somebody else for the role.
You're high, too.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So it's Friday, end of the week. You guys probably feeling like you did a great job. Well, you didn't. You guys suck. Cancel yourselves. Do it for the rest of us. Think of the children.
Message deleted.
Wait, I need to go backwards. I was not thinking of Mufasa. They hired a different actor for Darth Vader. He's not the same person that his voice
James
was.
Earl Jones. James Earl Jones is Mufasa and Darth Vader.
Is also James Earl Jones.
I know, but the actor that they show whenever he's like...
Yeah, no, that's a different guy.
Yeah.
It's not James Earl Jones. That's what I'm saying. They're not playing
It's just somebody else walking around because James Earl Jones, pretty famous... Mufasa. I was like, of course they hired somebody else. It's a cartoon, you dummy.
Oh my
You're
God.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Can we also stop saying stuff's canceled? That's so dumb. That's such a stupid phrase.
Well, I mean, that's what happens to like TV shows and radio shows.
No, you just get fired.
Well, I mean,
cancel culture. They're canceled. Shut up. Dumbass phrase.
You sound grumpy and old right now.
Good.
You know what'll help you, my friend?
Some beer.
Beer for breakfast coming up next.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It's another Friday.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
And that means we're drinking.
All I want to eat is them barbecue chips.
What are you doing?
All I want is some.
We don't need more banging like. You're not even doing it right. You're not even doing it right, Dave. There's an art to the cheers, and you're not doing it right.
You gotta do it on beat, man.
Okay. Okay. Everybody's tuned out already. It's Friday. Let's just stop that. The beer we are featuring today can be found down at the Oktoberfest going on today, tomorrow, and next Friday and Saturday over at the park at MGM.
Ah, yes.
The beer we're featuring today, the Augustiner Brau Edelstoff. It's a German lager. Has 5.7% alcohol by volume, today being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle. It's a German Helles-style lager.
It's a Helles-style lager?
Helles.
Oh, I think it's Helles-style.
Helles-style.
Helles-style. He's fashionable.
And it follows the Rheinheinz Gebot, which is the 500-year-old Bavarian purity law that dictates beer can only be made with three different ingredients: water, hops, and barley. We need these laws back because actually those laws set the price that beer could be sold at by taverns, so you wouldn't get gouged on beer.
Really?
Back that's in, a fun fact.
Back in Germany back in the day, so that's pretty damn cool. Proper glassware, serve it out of a 12-ounce pint glass or a standard beer mug. I recommend serving this between 45 degrees and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. You do not want to let these beers, lagers just don't. They don't, nothing good happens when they get warmer.
No.
It just, no. They don't. Drink this one cold, but doesn't have to be freezing cold. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We've had a good week. Let's all take a big drink of the Augustiner Brau Edelstoff. Hey, dude, you're cheersing down near the, you're getting this like flat.
I'm going for the cowbell sound, man.
No, man. Sounds good.
I don't want to shatter the glass.
It's. That's a good cheers.
Okay.
Wow. You're ruining the theater of the mind, Dave.
Practice this.
My theater has cowbell.
Your theater sucks.
Your theater sucks.
Your theater sucks.
I'm excited
sucks.
For the slurp. Go ahead. I'm not very good at that.
Ann's pretty good at slurping.
I do. Wait, hold on.
He's drinking with two hands.
That went down a little too quick. Because I really like this, Mahoney.
The first category is the look. It's crystal clear, golden yellow with a normal pour. Got about 2 inches of fluffy white head. Held its retention only for a few seconds. There's a decent amount of fine carbonation in this lager. But if you look at it, it just looks like beer. It's a good-looking crystal clear beer. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, you can see straight through there. But it looks like a beer should. The next category is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Edelstoff from Augustiner Brau.
I'm just dying over here, man.
Good. It's good. It smells great. Yes.
You getting anything over
smells
there,
Dave? Like beer.
Not really. It does. It smells like beer. It smells like
what does beer smell?
It smells like?
Like
a lager. It smells like there's a little bit of hop in there.
Finkel's Einhorn. Einhorn is freaking beer. It smells like beer.
It smells like water and wheat.
Yeah, it smells like wheat.
Hops. There's a wheat in here.
It smells like my dad's beer. Like when I was growing up, you know, when you would take that whiff. It smells like that.
It does. There you go. That's a good description. Thank you, Ian, for participating.
It smells like beer. No, it smells like my dad's beer. Good one.
Shut
up, Mahoney.
It sounds a lot like trauma.
He had an identifier beforehand.
You grumpy old grump.
For me, there's not a huge nose on this lager, but that's no surprise. Light hints of grain and a little bit of a tinge of a hop. But overall, I would say it's a very clean nose on this particular Helles-style lager. The next category is the taste. Let's all take a big drink of the Augustiner Brau Edelstoff. A classic German-style lager. We'll start with Audrey.
Oh,
did you even take a drink?
She's trying.
She's over here dying because I can't look up at Dave because he's gonna start ding donging the freaking bells, and then Ian over here bringing up daddy issues, and then you're just frustrated.
This is daddy issues. He's not a bastard. I've met his dad. He's a very nice guy.
Thank you, sir.
He's a gentleman. Ian, we'll start with you since you're the only one who's participating properly today.
I know, Mahoney. I'm sorry on behalf of these two. Mahoney, I really enjoy this. I was expecting something a little bit more muted in terms of flavor, but
speaking of muted, I just turned Ian's microphone off.
guys, I'm right here. Come on, Mahoney. I'm getting a little bit of like a citrusy kind of. Is that weird?
No,
like,
not
like
at all.
Right when I hit the mouth, man. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of citrus, but I love the flavor of it.
Dave, you're traditionally more of an IPA guy, but you do enjoy a fine lager every now and then. What do you think of this traditional style German lager?
It tastes a lot like my dad's beer. No, it's actually it's very smooth for when it It's a little more complex than your traditional lager, but it's very smooth at the same time. Yeah. So it's not trying too hard, but you feel like that you're getting more flavor notes than just a traditional American macro-brewed lager.
Gotcha. Audrey, you traditionally do not like IPAs, lagers. I'm not sure about. What are your thoughts on the Edelstoff?
It's clean.
Yep.
It's crisp.
Yep.
It's definitely something that you can have more than one of without putting it down. This is like a Binder beer. This is very this is like true to Oktoberfest. I would wear a kilt and go crazy drinking.
You don't. Those aren't called kilts.
I would wear a skirt.
Lederhosen.
I would wear a Lederhosen. I would wear little hose.
Kilts. I would be a little hose. You see? A Lederhosen.
Kilts are Scottish.
There goes our German listeners.
Oh, our German listeners.
Great.
It's like there's more than one of them.
Oh, no. I never disrespected my heritage.
You can't even read the side of the bottle. Don't get all uppity.
It's his homeland, please.
My people are from. But at 5.7% ABV, you know, it does have a little bit of a kick for a lager. You do get a little slight sweetness, which is the malt there, which pairs nicely. I would almost call it like a sharp hop presence that sticks around to the finish with a nice tinge of those sharp but not piney hops. Because it's you get the hops, but it's not that traditional like West Coast, you know, big piney, earthy hops, but it's a very sharp, clean overall flavor. I would say
I'm a dirty little hosen.
Overall, it's a very flavorful German style lager done very well. The mouthfeel, it's light, smooth, but I would describe it as crisp. And overall, the drinkability, this is a traditional style lager done well. It tastes great. It's easy to drink. And it has a bit of a bite, so there's some flavor there as well. It's really hard to go wrong with one of these if you're looking for a traditional style lager. So check it out if you haven't had a chance to try the Augustiner Brau Edelstoff. On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give that beer a 3.75.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney.
You can't. Neither one of you can cheers properly. Okay, Dave's got better.
In your face, sucker!
I'm a dirty little hoser. Yes, I am. Let's go, White Reaper.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, we've got some tickets here up for grabs in Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Ian, you get bullied a lot?
Yeah, and I still remember it.
Yeah, I remember you too, bro.
What's doing now? Do you know?
I know. I actually tried to look him up on Facebook because I wanted to delight in how terrible his life must be. Can't find him. Little update on that. I actually did Google him again show today, and I can't see what they are, but you know how some of those websites out there publish all of the criminal records of people?
Yes.
He's got some criminal records.
Yeah, nice.
I hate that it does that like loading bar for like 14 years and it never goes anywhere.
It never
anything.
Goes anywhere. They're like, just click here and pay us, and then you can see. You're like, I'm not really that interested. I'm out. But what is the name of either of our bullies? So I had somebody that was a bully when I was younger, and so did Ian. If you can remember the name of either of the bullies, we're going to set you up with a 4-pack of tickets to the Monster Energy Cup happening at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, October the 19th.
Why you got to make it so hard on a
That's
Friday?
That's really hard.
You think it's that hard?
I've already forgotten.
Of course you have.
Mostly because I don't care about
you.
Yeah,
what does it start with? Like, what letter does it start with? I even remember.
Should we give a clue?
Yeah, a D and a G.
D and a G.
A D and a G. So if you know the name of either one of the bullies, the D or the G.
A D and a G for a D and a B?
What does that mean?
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
That's really really quite hurtful.
To you or to them?
You're calling them douchebags or are you calling us douchebags?
Yeah, you douchebags. I said D and a G for a D and a B.
Right, because we're the douchebags. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if it's that difficult. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. This is Lori.
Lori, what is the correct answer?
It's Devin.
Devin is correct.
Nice.
Lori, coming through.
So when I was Googling it, and Lori, tell me if I'm a terrible person for this. When I was Googling his name, there was an article that was like three down about somebody dying in a car accident a couple of years ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, did he die? But I wasn't upset at all. Does that make me a bad person?
doesn't make you a bad.
You can plead
if you were if you were happy.
I wasn't
make
happy.
You,
I was just like, did he die? And I kind of had that like, oh my goodness.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
You should reach out to Devin for comment.
Well, congratulations. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening very much.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.